Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Hormel Foods Corporation, a global branded food company known for its iconic products like Spam Skippy and Jennie-O. Hormel is recognized for its focus on quality, innovation, and sustainability in the food industry. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the food and beverage sector. Let's dive in.
Hormel Foods has built a strong brand portfolio in the food industry, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like brand loyalty and the status quo bias influence their decision-making, particularly in product development and marketing strategies?
Brand loyalty is a significant factor in Hormel's decision-making, especially in product development and marketing strategies. This bias might lead the company to prioritize strategies that reinforce customer loyalty to their well-established brands such as Spam and Skippy rather than taking risks on new or experimental products. While this focus on brand loyalty helps ensure a steady stream of revenue from repeat customers, it may also limit Hormel's ability to innovate or appeal to new consumer segments who might be looking for fresh and unique food experiences. Status quo bias is another key factor, where Hormel might be inclined to maintain their traditional product lines and business models, even when market conditions and consumer preferences suggest the need for innovation and adaptation.
This focus on maintaining strong brand loyalty and reinforcing traditional products has helped Hormel build a stable business, appealing to investors who prioritize consistent returns and brand strength in the food industry.
Exactly. Hormel's emphasis on brand loyalty and traditional product lines has made it a reliable choice for investors seeking steady performance in the food and beverage sector. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and explore new trends and markets to ensure long-term growth and competitiveness.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Hormel Foods Corporation. As a global food company with a diverse customer base, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Hormel given their role in producing and marketing food products that cater to a wide range of consumers. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is crucial for developing innovative and inclusive food products. A diverse workforce can help Hormel better understand the needs and preferences of different demographic groups, leading to more effective and culturally relevant product offerings. For investors, the company, commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining operational excellence and driving long-term growth.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in industries like food and beverage, where understanding and addressing diverse consumer needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Hormel not only strengthens its ability to create inclusive and innovative food products, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in socially responsible food production. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation. Hormel operates in a highly competitive and rapidly evolving food market. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and consumer behaviors, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
Hormel's ability to adapt to changing market conditions and consumer behaviors is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the food industry. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with developing new products and entering new markets. Brand loyalty might make Hormel more inclined to focus on their established product lines and customer base, but they also recognize the importance of staying competitive in a market that is increasingly influenced by trends such as health and wellness, plant-based diets, and sustainability. Status quo bias might drive them to maintain their traditional product offerings, but they must also be open to exploring new opportunities and emerging food trends to meet the evolving needs of their customers.
This adaptability is key for Hormel, especially as they face competition from both traditional food companies and newer, more innovative brands focused on health and sustainability. Their ability to innovate while maintaining brand loyalty is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. Hormel's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established brands, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors and customers value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by changing market dynamics and consumer behaviors.
Now, let's compare Hormel Foods Corporation to other companies in the food and beverage sector, like Tyson Foods, Conagra Brands, and General Mills. How do Hormel's behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Hormel's dynamics are often compared to other leaders in the food and beverage sector, such as Tyson Foods, Conagra Brands, and General Mills, particularly in their approach to brand management, product innovation, and market adaptation. Hormel's emphasis on maintaining strong, recognizable brands like Spam and Skippy appeals to investors looking for consistency in the food sector. Tyson Foods, known for its focus on protein-based products, appeals to those interested in growth through a broad range of meat and alternative protein offerings. Conagra Brands, with its strong focus on frozen and packaged foods, offers a more diversified approach to consumer products, while General Mills' emphasis on cereals and snacks positions it as a leader in the packaged foods market. Hormel's focus on balancing brand strength with innovation provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of being too focused on their existing brands in a rapidly evolving market.
And unlike Tyson Foods or General Mills, which have a broader focus on meat products or packaged foods, Hormel's strength lies in its ability to maintain a strong, recognizable brand in the canned and packaged meats categories, which has allowed it to build a loyal customer base.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Hormel, the focus on brand loyalty and market adaptation provides a unique value proposition in the food and beverage sector.
To sum up, Hormel Foods Corporation's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their brand management strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Hormel's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. I'm gonna go get some more.